Hey guys, it's episode 602 of All Time Top 10. We have some ridiculous fun in store for you with an all new episode featuring longtime show favorite Fernando Perdomo, along with newcomer Michael Collins in Top 10 Two-Man Bands. Now, before you get into a tizzy over the title, the phrase two-man is a catch-all, because as I think we can all agree, the phrase two-person band just kind of doesn't cut it. So rest assured, there's plenty of genre and gender mixing in this fine episode, and the right amount of hilarity that comes when we get together with Fernando and Michael, who are proud members of one of LA's best up-and-coming two-man bands, Broken Sound. And you'll hear all about it, along with picks 10 through 6 in part 1 coming up next. All right, thanks so much to all of our social media friends. We love it when you guys make listener picks and vote in our polls for the bonus track of the week, and those polls that help us reveal more songs in the ongoing project to end all projects, our playlist of the 1,000 greatest songs we've ever heard, the ATTT 1000. This week, we reveal number 661, The Hollies with Bus Stop. I was asking you guys, what's the best public transportation song? So many picks, over 100 again. Thank you guys. I'll just list off a few that you guys suggested. Big Yellow Taxi, Midnight Train to Georgia, Ferry Across the Mersey, The Replacements, Kiss Me on the Bus, Stompin' Tom Connors with TTC Skedaddler, Last Train to Clarksville, Melbourne Tom with Raspberry Cordial, The Trolley Song, Double Dutch Bus, The Cure Subway Song, Downtown Train, Bus Rider by The Guess Who, Joni Mitchell, Just Like This Train, The Metro by Berlin, Magic Bus, Take the A Train Down in a Tube Station at Midnight, Morning Train, The Divine Comedy with National Express, Train from Kansas City by The Shangri-Las, ZZ Top Waiting for the Bus, Beatles, Ticket to Ride, Don't Sleep in the Subway, Chattanooga Choo Choo, The Marrakesh Express, and so on. But we love Bus Stop from The Hollies. Our friends Marcel and Jeffrey wanted to point out that it was written by Graham Goldman of 10cc. That's right. And Molly Green says it's got to be Bus Stop. Cute love story, nice rhythm, and obviously the precursor to Rihanna's Umbrella. Justin Wolfing says this song is an earworm. It's just so damn catchy. And our friend Shannon says Bus Stop because that's the one I sing every time I shop and I show you what I bought. That is true. Thank you, Shannon Hurley, for that. At number 660, it's The Beatles with She Loves You. I was asking you guys, what's the first truly great Beatles song? Lots of good suggestions here. Please Please Me, I Saw Her Standing There, Love Me Do, There's a Place, I Want to Hold Your Hand, Yesterday, and some smartass said Revolution number 9. But we love She Loves You. Our friend Mike Bish says, Tune, yeah. That's right, it's Tune, everybody. And number 659, it's the Everly Brothers with Kathy's Clown. I was asking you guys, what's the best clown song? Lots of good suggestions here. Tears of a Clown, Death of a Clown by The Kinks, Send in the Clowns, Clown Time is Over by Elvis Costello, 50-50 Clown by the Cocteau Twins, The Clown Died at Marvin Gardens by the Beacon Street Union, Kinko the Clown by Ogden Edsel, Clowning Around by Deer Tick, Clowny Clown Clown by Crispin Glover, and many more. But we love Kathy's Clown by the Everly Brothers. Our shout out to our friend Joe Lavelle, who says the Everly Brothers did songs by all the greatest songwriters, but Kathy's Clown was written by Don Everly himself. And our friend Mary Jane says, loved the Everlys, my first 45 with Sam Cooke memories. Thank you, Mary Jane, for that. And those three songs are now added to the big playlist, the playlist that keeps growing and growing. You can find those at Spotify and YouTube. And follow along however you do that on Spotify and YouTube, because we're going to keep going with this all the way to number one. And yeah, it's going to be fun. Anyway, let's get into this episode. Let's talk to Michael and Fernando. Let's talk about our favorite two-man bands. Roll the tape.
Okay, guys, band meeting.
Brett.
Yep.
Jermaine?
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, well, you're here.
Yeah, well, I'm here, so why do I have to say that I'm here?
Well, it's just I've got it all written down, you know.
Yeah, but I'm just here, so if you can see me here...
Murray present. See, even I do it. It's just, it's how we do it. Item one, fan base. Ways to increase the American fan base.
What fan base?
The fan base of the band.
Well, you mean Mel.
Mm.
It's not a fan base, it's just a woman.
Yeah, but I'm calling it fan base from now on. It's just easier when I call, because, you know, you say, oh, the fan will be there. Just, you know, they can tell there's only one person. I'm trying to make it look bigger. It's a base, put base on the end of it. Okay?
That sounds good.
It sounds better.
Well, I came up with that.
Do we have any gigs, well, Murray?
Yeah, I'm getting to that. I've got a lot on my plate, Jermaine. I'm not just a band manager.
Well, what happened with the gig at the aquarium?
There was kind of a misunderstanding. There was a typo in the ad. It was sand they wanted. Sand. You know, that wavy font? Looks like a B, but it was an S. But I sent the demo. So good news is that they liked it. They might play it in the lobby.
Okay, well, that's positive.
Item two. That's it.
Top 10 two-man bands, part one.
That more and more.
Have you seen that meme?
You use GarageBand at all?
I use Logic.
None of you, no one uses GarageBand.
A drummer that uses Logic? That's rare.
Well, I'm a multi-instrumentalist.
That's right.
Bring that mic
a instrumentalist.
Because you're going to be looking at this guy probably.
So check this out. So whoa. Have you seen that meme of Data from Star Wars, Star Trek, playing the organ?
No.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I'll have to
it's like from
it.
An episode. From
it's this is going to set the mood right here.
Okay.
Data. Organ solo.
I'm so not a trekker. Never have.
I'm not a trekker either.
Yeah.
But this is fucking amazing.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that reminds me
so
of
the
like,
music isn't from the actual show, but
no, but he's totally rocking an organ solo.
Yeah.
What? Oh, well, it's just like the ship is like, shaking.
It kind of looks like what's his bucket from the Stranglers.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
You know what? My whole awesome. Goal Please for the rest of me. My life is to one day be what's his bucket.
Whatever. I'll never forget old what's his name.
Anyway, you guys ready?
Unforgettable. That's semi, what I'm not.
Semi-forgettable.
Unforgettable.
I remember one of his
tater
names.
Tater tot.
All right, let's do this. You guys good to go? You had your bladder thing?
I think so. I have a condition.
Guys.
And it hasn't kicked in yet.
I want to give some really good advice.
I shouldn't have said that.
Walking under a bladder is bad luck.
We haven't even started yet. My goodness.
That's going to sink in probably tomorrow afternoon while I'm on the phone with somebody at work.
Well, next time you get peed on, you're
and
like,
and then
oh.
I'll say, I have to let you go right now. I have a very important meeting that I have to attend. And then I'm going to call you and go, Fern.
That was funny.
That's good.
That's good stuff.
See?
Yeah.
People are going to realize how much of a genius I am, posthumous.
How deep you are.
Man, you know what?
You're so deep.
He wasn't that annoying.
If only we had known that every time we were pissed off at him, we should have been going, oh my God.
You know what? We
Here's
maybe,
all of our money.
Maybe we should have put him in a bag and run him over with the truck.
No comment.
The bag was
green.
You
notice that we're like just kind of laughing.
The bag
was green.
The bag was green when we started. How did it turn blood red?
I know.
Later. Let's talk later.
Yeah. I got you. Wink and a nod is good. Okay. Anyway, ready? Let's do it.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome.
That's your radio voice, Leo.
Welcome to another mendacious episode of All Time Top 10.
Yay!
Oh my God, you guys.
I love love the show.
You guys, broke the internet with, okay. with your volume.
It's all right, man. Yeah.
Just compress it. Just mic squash
technique.
It. Squash it.
Oh, it'll be squashed, believe me.
Squash
it. Squash it and boost it.
Okay. Welcome
to
the show.
We are broken sound. We did break the sound.
You broke. Wow. And
it's like a driver's ed.
I haven't even introduced myself yet. I'm your host, Ben Eisen, and with me
it's gonna be a long
today in Goodless Studios in Silver Lake, California.
Cool town.
Cool town. And if you didn't get your apartment here 13 years ago, you can't afford to live here. Sorry.
But you can get $24 mustache wax.
Yes. Is that a thing?
I'm sure we can walk right down the street
W-A-X
and find that out.
Or W-A-C-K-S?
Mustachioed wacky people.
Mustache
anyway,
wax.
I'm your host, Ben Eisen. With me here today in Goodless Studios in Silver Lake, California, are the two members of the band that I admire the most.
Whoa.
In all of Los
tonight.
Angeles. Tonight. in the whole wide room.
I'll take 5 minutes.
Hey. It's the guys from Broken Sound.
Yay!
Fernando Perdomo.
And
Michael Collins, that's not an astronaut. Yay.
Yeah.
Never heard that joke before.
We let Michael on the moon. We let this Collins on the moon.
We left him there.
You know, there's great interviews with him about that, and people ask him if he was upset about not being one of the ones on the moon. He's like, heck no, man. I got the whole capsule to myself. And I didn't have to share space with those bums. He probably did some things he shouldn't have done.
Can you imagine being an astronaut in the early years where it's like you're in a tin can, like literally a tin can? Terrifying. What is that sound?
Michael Collins. Oh. In the capsule.
Right now.
Oh, my goodness.
That's that. And you know what? While everybody was on the moon, Michael Collins found out that jizz floats.
Yeah, he's all alone, you know.
And he waited for the other two guys to get back on the ship, and all of a sudden they're like, "What the hell was that?"
Somebody forgot to, put the cap on the toothpaste or something.
Yeah, that's the ticket. Shaving cream.
And speaking of Buzz, today's sponsor is Buzz Balls.
Oh, you got a Buzz Ball.
I got two Buzz Balls.
Buzz Balls for Fern. Nice.
We are in.
What are you drinking?
We are in it. Well, I'll tell you.
What are you
I've been trying to cut back a little bit.
Okay.
You know. I'm drinking non-alcoholic Parch.
Lame.
Agave
cocktail.
But
he's got a Smirnoff Ice, too.
Parch.
I do have a Smirnoff Ice Green Apple Tartan Crisp, which is essentially a distilled, liquefied Jolly Rancher, sour apple Jolly Rancher in a bottle form.
That's so manly.
It's extremely Delta, Delta, Delta. but I like it, and I don't care who knows.
Well, there you go. Anyway, I'm going to be grabbing me a Jameson's in just a moment.
But whoa!
That's right.
That's why he's the host.
That's the man's drink.
I'm Michael Collins, and I should be drinking the Jameson's, and maybe I'll have a thimbleful. But
have a
thimble. Like I said, I'm trying to.
Nobody listening right now cares about any of this shit, by the way.
Especially
welcome to the
us.
Show, everyone.
I'm Cuban, and I'm the guy that says, I like a rum and coke. And they're like, what type of rum? I'm like, whatever.
Right.
Whatever. You know, rubbing alcohol.
Rumming alcohol. There you go. Welcome to the show, everybody. These two fine gentlemen are in my studio to help us celebrate them, because they are the two and only members of a band called Broken Sound.
Thank you.
And on the drums is Michael Collins.
Yeah, that's me.
And on, for the most part, the bass six. And vocal. You guys both sing, right?
Well, we both sing, and we also trade off during the show, which I say is the actual lineup of the band. But, you know, we are multi-instrumentalists.
You playing drums, and he's playing the bass six?
He's playing the bass six and vocals. But, you know, we're both multi-instrumentalists, singer-songwriters. So, you know, in many ways, this is a really fun project, because we get to you know, do some juggling, which is really cool.
Yeah, juggling. With two balls.
Yeah,
two Buzz Balls.
Well, I always enjoy watching Michael Collins play the drums, so no offense to you.
Thank you.
You're a fine drummer yourself.
And what band are you in now that we just saw you play with?
Bow Wow Wow?
Yep.
Maybe you've heard of him?
Now the tribal master with Bow Wow Wow, which is amazing.
Yeah, when we were doing rehearsals for Fief Mooney's shows You were, it was like a one-off thing at that point.
Yeah,
you were just kind of like filling in.
Well, yeah,
with Bow
it was, well, yeah, it was, I think they had, I'd gotten the call.
Yeah.
Thank you, Fern, because you kind of.
Hey, man.
Somehow I got that call that, you know, from when a name band, a first generation MTV band that's still out there plugging away and doing it.
Kicking ass.
You get a phone call like that while you're at work doing your boring work and like, hello, it's Lee Gorman from Bow Wow Wow. So anyway, yeah, it happened and I was cramming.
Congrats.
And, anyway, yeah, the job has stuck. So they haven't thrown me off the stage yet.
It's an amazingly fun show too, because I mean the tip of the iceberg is I Want Candy.
Right.
The real meat of the iceberg is so many hits that they had, especially in Europe, that are just, man,
well,
amazing.
What I love, especially for you, is that it's such a drum-centric band. I mean, that's like, the drums are everything in Bow Wow Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, the drums and the bass, everything. It's like the whole band becomes like this very propulsive, percussive instrument. And
that's exactly right.
It's a very singular gig. Like you can't fake your way through those songs because the rhythms are kind of.
He's very good at the drums.
It's very scripted, you know.
Sure.
And then it's not like snoozing your way through a 12-bar blues gig where it's like, you know, watch the guitar player. He'll droop his neck when, you know, he's getting ready to take a solo or whatever. You have to know the cues. You have to know everything. And I still don't feel like I've really, really nailed one of those shows yet, but...
Oh, you were pretty damn on there.
I bet you he's just being modest. But yeah, you guys are on tour?
Not really a tour. We did do a little Texas swing, I like to call it. We did like 3 or 4 dates in Texas a couple months ago.
Okay.
And then we're doing kind of like one a month for the next 4 months here in California, Southern California, and in San Francisco in April. So, yeah, there's some stuff coming up.
Yeah, man. Everyone get on their website and... look for upcoming shows in your area. Now, Fern, I mean, when do you sleep? I want to know.
I do.
When?
Night. I sleep.
I don't believe it.
Fernando Perdomo is the busiest person on earth. If you ever look at my lyrics, I do mention the fact that I do have a crappy sleep situation. I don't sleep great, but I sleep. But I am overactive when it comes to working because, number one, it's my job. Number two, it's my obsession. And I love it. It's been a lot of fun. And
just give us, like, you know, half a dozen things that you've been up to lately, except besides Broken Sound.
Well, Broken Sound is a big part of what I've been doing, especially because I feel like it's a project that came together so naturally and so just it works just from the get-go. And Michael
it's,
and I,
it's hot.
We learned that we have a good chemistry from playing in other bands. So we said, hey, let's just give it a shot.
Yeah.
And it was going to be funny because I didn't really let him in on what we were going to do. And he just kind of showed up to my studio and I had this bass six and I said, let's jam. And the sound was immediate from jam one. It was like, this is going to be our sound, and it's unique and it's really cool. And it's developing. So we're working on album number two right now, which is really cool because we really
that
have
was
a figure.
Fast.
Yeah.
Album number one came out like what, in the fall?
Yes, it's about a year old.
A year old, actually.
Yeah, about a year old.
So we've got a rhythm because we actually got together and did our jam pretty much a year after the first jam. So,
yeah.
You know, it's a good process.
It's a great live show.
It's a lot of fun.
Can you give everyone who doesn't know what a bass six is
So basically, Leo Fender was a geek and he came up with a lot of great ideas. And one of them was, it's not necessarily, it is tuned like a bass, but it's really a guitar down an octave. So while basses are E-A-D-G, low to the top, this adds a B and an E. So you could play chords on it and you don't have to learn a new tuning. So like, for example, there's something called a baritone guitar. And that's B to B, which is, you know, like a fifth down.
Right.
This is a full octave down, which is a lot of fun because I get to play chords and bass at the same time. I could play lead on it.
Yep.
It's a lot of fun.
It looks just like a guitar. But
well, you know what? As a Beatles fan, you know, you used to watch like the Hey Jude video or like the Let It Beast footage and stuff and be like, oh, John's got a Jazzmaster. And then I look closely, I'm like, that's not a Jazzmaster, that's a bass six.
Yep.
And it's a really, really cool sound.
Stretch Jazzmaster.
It's a stretch Jazzmaster. Yeah, well,
stretch
also,
Jag.
It's got 4 inches less neck wise than a regular Fender bass. So the strings are a little more floppy. So you gotta play it a certain way. If not, if you listen to the isolated bass of Helter Skelter, John's all over the place. And it's just like a clunky sound. It can be very clunky.
Yeah.
But we know it's come out really good. I mean, kudos to Fender for reissuing them at a nice price point because, like, in the Broken Sound camp, we've got two of them just in case.
And nice.
One of them's got flat wound strings, which is my main black one. And then we've got a sunburst one with round wounds. And, like, the round wound one I played on Everybody Wants and has more of a modern sound. Yes, but
more, got more bite to it.
It's got more bite to it. But live, it's like, man, that bass six. However, in our second jam, I did break a string, and I tried to rip. And we had a gig, and I had to repair it in a very unorthodox way by, you know, getting a guitar string and having to like change the actual order of the way the
string. You had to like.
The E string is
zig where you would have normally zagged.
E strings to the G post.
Yeah. By the way, if you're wondering if you've ever heard a bass six, you have. If you ever see the show Twin Peaks or the Wichita Lineman.
One Wichita Lineman solo, all the bass. Most of the times that you hear when Paul's playing piano and John or George are playing bass in the Beatles. And then also there's been used for... there was a band called The Cure that used it a lot as a lead instrument, actually. So, you know, there's a lot of variety of what it could do. It's very versatile.
But your band is fucking awesome.
Thank you.
And there's only two of you in it.
Well, that's the discussion tonight.
And that's what we're all about.
And I think that's the thing I love about that instrument and playing in a band with that instrument is that it doesn't feel like there's a sonic layer, a frequency that's missing,
right?
Because
that was the genius of it.
So much.
This episode is dedicated to the bass six.
It just covers so much ground, so you still get a very full band sound.
There's a lot of two man bands that don't have bass, and as bass player,
it could get. We may get into that. We'll talk
about
it.
We're probably going to get into it.
Oh, yeah, we will. I think we will. Because I like the bass.
I mean, hey, me too. Anyway, what we're all about this week, everyone, thanks for waiting through all of that stuff to get to the list here. We're talking about our favorite two-man bands. And God love you, everyone on social media. The listeners suggested 152 different bands.
Holy mackerel.
Really?
I got it all in my spreadsheet here. Yeah.
Here I am stretching my brain to get 10.
Well, see, the thing is, a lot of them took liberties. There's a lot of...
I was going to ask you about that.
Well, it's difficult because there's a lot of duos.
Yes, that's the thing. We've done top 10 duos. We did that. Shout out to Fish Almost. We did ones that, you know, Simon and Garfunkel and Steely Dan and Carpenters. Those aren't what we're talking about.
Yeah, man. Kid and Play, you know, like see what they sound like.
I actually did see Kid. Well, I didn't see Kid and Play, but I saw Kid. I think I first moved.
You saw Kid?
That's right.
Kid non-rock.
I saw him at Barney's Beanery. He was out front.
Only in L.A.
True story. Kid once came to Canders, and he actually sang.
That's cool.
He sang. He sounded great. He was bald. He didn't have the flat top anymore.
Oh, you got to have the flat. Well, that's cool, though, man.
Dude, man.
Seems like a cool guy.
Yeah, very cool guy.
Kid, if you're out there, you made an impression.
Yeah, we love you, man. Don't ever change. Ever change your name. You should always be Kid.
Other than just getting older, like we're all doing. Yeah. You're doing it well.
Play isn't around, so Kid and Messina are playing soon.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Probably. Anyway, how we do these lists when there's three of us is that we each get three picks, and then at the end, we're going to collaborate and figure out what should be number one. Michael has never been on the show before, so he may not go first. So it's either you or me, Fern. What do you want to do? Who wants to go first? Who wants number 10? let's two do, man bands.
Let's do rock paper scissors.
Okay. Okay. Can I do it? Do rock paper scissors as well? Even though I'm
no.
I'm the verge here.
No. One, two, three. Scissors. One, two, three. Oh, the paper.
You got it.
Paper.
Go for it.
All right. I got number 10. I do want to say we're calling this two man bands, but the word band is a catch all for person. It's just two person band sounds stupid. Am I right?
I was fully prepared to use that phraseology tonight for reasons.
I'm sure there's just two.
There's no men in the band that's no coming in at number 10. There are no men.
Okay.
Go for it.
It's a no man band.
Okay, go for it.
Shout out to Greta Gerwig. I don't know if you guys saw the Golden Globes last night.
Only saw the shitstorm intro.
Oh, Joe Coy's terrible.
Joe Coy, no.
Sorry, he's not very funny.
No.
But I'm not sure how many people saw Barbie in 2023, but to this point, it is January 8th. It has grossed $1.442 billion worldwide. Barbie was the runaway freight train hit. Movie of the year, and I for one thought it was great. Shannon and I went; it was hilarious, very very funny, in my opinion. And it had great music moments too. I don't know if you guys are Matchbox 20 fans.
I work with Adam.
Oh
yeah,
sweet. Well, they got a little playful dig at Matchbox 20 with the appearance of the song Push, mm-hmm. which came in at a very funny moment, probably the biggest laugh of the movie. But the song. The movie, I should say, heavily features the song Closer to Fine by the Indigo Girls.
Ah.
Barbie sang it three times in the movie. The movie that has made $1.4 billion. So lots of people saw it. Lots of kids saw it. I'm sure there were a lot of little girls and young women who went and found out who are the Indigo Girls and, you know, went on a deep dive. I hope they did. And they'll find a treasure trove of great songs because I love the Indigo Girls and they're coming in at number 10. Two man band.
That's great.
Is that all right?
I wondered if they were going to be on here.
Yeah. I mean, shout out to our friend Joe. He's like, do we have to say it? It has to, you know, it's
well,
kind of
a given.
This is
going to be interesting because that opens up a completely different genre for me. I'm literally talking about
just like, rock.
No, I'm not genre. Like, I'm literally talking about two people on stage.
Yeah, well, that's how they. That's what they do. That's what they did for the longest time. It's what you're going to hear.
They've had a backing band.
Yeah, well, on some of the.
I think they're. I would.
The song we're going to hear, which is Closer to Fine, it is two people playing on it.
Okay.
It's just guitars and vocal. So.
Oh, I think there's some percussion in there. Oh. I think there's a tambourine in there.
Damn it.
Yep, there's an overdub.
Chasm Sultan was their touring bass player for a while, and Scarlett Rivera, who I work with, toured with them on violin.
Okay.
Well, I guess I would say we did have a little bit of conversation about how much orthodoxy we wanted to...
Yeah, we don't need to go crazy.
...into the show. But I would also say that to our credit, the three of us in the studio, that we all kind of agreed we were going to try to keep it fairly... Two people, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what...
Not two people and the Wrecking Crew.
Yes, well, you're going to hear just two people perform on this one. Of course, we're going to hear Closer to Fine, the song heavily featured in that movie. And thanks so much to... We had, like I said, 152
wow.
bands suggested by our friends on social media, but our friends Marcel, Simon, Joe, and Adam say, play something from the Indigo Girls. That's what we're going to do at number 10.
Number 10, Indigo Girls.
I'm trying to tell you something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. And the best thing you ever done for me to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable, and lightness has a call that's hard to hear. And I wrap my fear around me like a blanket, sailed my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shores. And I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. And I went to see the doctor of philosophy with a poster of Rasputin and a beer down to his knee. He never did marry or see a big great movie. He graded my performance. He said he could sit through me. I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. Got my paper and I was free. And I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah.
That's the Indigo Girls with the Closer to Find. Variety asked Emily Salyers. I forgot to even say their names. The two-person band, Amy Ray and Emily Salyers. Variety asked Emily Salyers about the song's use in Barbie. They said, when a licensing request like that comes in, do you ask a lot of questions before signing off? And she said, we always ask questions, but when this first came down the pipeline for us, it was Barbie. I said, what? I never had a Barbie, so I don't know. What's this all about? My first thought was, oh, I got to make sure this is kosher. And then we found out it was a Greta Gerwig film, so that immediately put us at ease and about that, knowing it would be subversive in many ways and also very well handled. When the trailer came out, our listening audience lost their minds. As a fan of both Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling, to see and hear them singing a song I wrote was just mind-blowing. It's a surprise that fell out of the sky like a gift from heaven, for sure.
So. That's nice. It's nice to know that, you know, you don't have to, I don't know. I think in 2024, I don't think that the commerciality, you know, and having your ideals,
it's a different era.
Is not always, running away from money is not always the punkest thing to do.
Think of all the punk things you could do with money.
Well, yeah, you got to get it and then reappropriate it.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah. All right, let's go to number 9. We usually go clockwise, so Michael Collins has number 9. What do you got?
Okay. Well, number 9, I thought a lot about this, mm-hmm. and I'm kind of happy that my little short list here is actually, it's from left field, right field, and foul balls behind the plate. It's all over the place.
Good.
My first one I've got is Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee. Now, Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee are a folk blues duo from the 50s, 60s, and into the 70s. Probably not super widely known, but my dad is a big blues head, and he exposed me to them very early on. Mm-hmm. In my development, and it's a style.
I think we played a Brownie McGee song on our Songs About the Devil episode.
Yeah, probably.
Dealing with the devil.
they had to do that a lot.
Yeah. it was a thing.
Yeah, but anyway, there's a song called Long Way From Home that is a very satisfying listen. Sonny Terry was the harp player, the harmonica player. In typical blues fashion, he was blind. He was not blind from birth. He was not blind in both eyes at the same time. He lost sight in one eye at 5, and he lost sight at the in the other eye at 18.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
What a life.
And that's the good news.
Oh, jeez.
But and then he was from the South. He's from the Piedmont area, North Carolina. And Brownie McGee was more of a city guy, the guitarist. And so they were really, really... they had a great chemistry, but they also wound up kind of hating each other for the most part at the end. And again, in typical blues fashion, when asked about whether or not Brownie would attend Sonny Terry's funeral, he said, "Hell yes, I will, because I want to make sure that he's dead."
Oh, no.
Anyway,
that's so classic.
But... about the music, you know, it is probably the best example of while in the late 50s and the 60s, blues was becoming more and more electrified. There was also a parallel scene where this folk style blues was becoming very popular among the audiences that were into Dylan, Pete Seeger.
Sure.
They were into this more folk acoustic driven stuff. And, if you listen to this song, Long Way From Home, very satisfying whoops and hollers and very just extremely pure, soulful wailing from Sonny in between his harmonica stabs. And it's just, it's very infectious. It's the kind of thing that you, it's really best in a live setting. And you could really feed off of the energy of the two, whether they liked each other very much at that time or not. Check it out. Also featured at the very end of the movie The Jerk.
Hey.
where, you know, they've got their money and everything.
Right.
And they got the rebuilt house and Steve Martin's found his rhythm. That's Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee there doing Pick a Bale of Cotton.
Nice. Is that what we're going to hear? What are we going to hear?
Yeah, I chose Long Way From Home.
Okay.
Yeah, check out the end of The Jerk as well, because that's a actually a very
check out
good
the whole movie really
well yeah right but it's that it actually the movie does a great job of at the end, because you get that infectious feeling where everybody's dancing and hollering and clapping their hands and just really feeling it.
That's great. All right, let's check it out. It's Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee.
That's right.
All right, number nine.
Number nine, Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee.
He's playing the harmonica and singing.
That's not like, hey, come back and overdub that part. Like, no, that's happening in the real.
It's like Fern doesn't sleep. He doesn't breathe.
Right.
That's crazy.
I've seen Fern sleep actually like 30 minutes before a gig and then like
catnap.
No, it's literally like in the corner of the bar, like 30 minutes before we're going to play, just all of a sudden there's snoring, and then it's just like...
Dude, are you narking on my epilepsy?
Yeah. I'm a narc.
That was good.
Hey!
Fern's a dad.
Yay!
Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee. Number nine. Good pick, man.
Thank cool. you.
Yeah. All right, Fern.
Number eight.
Oh, now it's going to go completely off the wires.
Off the wires, he
okay.
says.
Okay. My pick is a band from Albany, New York called Circe, S-I-R-S-Y.
Really?
And they are a husband and wife duo, which basically does musical juggling on stage. Their entire thing is they are a two-piece. Rich plays guitar, bass pedals, sings backup vocals, but the real crazy, the thing is they have a drummer, lead singer named Melanie Kramer, and she plays drums while playing bass and singing. The way that she plays drums and bass at the same time is that she uses something called a sample pad, which has all the bass notes of the song on the pad along with other samples, and while she plays drums and the bass line at the same time. And
that's amazing.
And then sings. And on this track, what? You're about to hear her play drums, bass, samples, vocals, and then there's a amazing drums and flute break. Not kidding. I've
Who's
seen
playing
this band.
The flute?
Melanie. While playing drums, she's playing the flute.
What
and
the
it's
fuck?
Absolutely amazing and very musical.
Does
and
he
very
do
cool.
anything?
No, he's an amazing guitar player and he plays bass pedals. And it sounds awesome.
He stands
awesome.
Back and enjoys.
No, yeah. no. Look,
he only
band,
does like two things.
That band's incredibly balanced.
Got to talk and about the division of they, labor around here.
Yeah, no kidding.
They've had some regional success and they do a lot of touring.
Where are they from?
They're from Albany, New York.
Right.
And they're incredible. Albany. And I saw them. I first met them at South by Southwest, where they literally, I was in a room of people with their jaws dropped. And they're incredible. And this track is called Revolution. This is from them performing the song live. No overdubs, no studio trickery, no backing tracks.
Oh my God.
This is amazing. Bring it on.
Live.
Yeah.
All right. Circe, S I R S Y. Okay. Check it out. Number eight.
Number eight, Circe.
It brought you counting on the days to help you forget, chasing the crowds of guests caught up with regret. But how'd you get so uninspired? So boxed, helping underneath your bed. So wise up, voodoo child, and rip the day.
Whoever the guy is from Disturbed, you know, already, you know, nu metal. It was some nu metal drummer, double bass drum thing, which double bass drum, fine. That's cool, you know. But I mean, it had like this curved rack, and it just looked ridiculous. It was just, it was a 5 year old's. It was like a
if the rack ain't curved, something's wrong. Or
video game
or something.
Anime obsessed like child's idea of what a cool drum set would look like, and it was just like, yeah. This is so corny.
Welcome back to the angry drummer. That should be seriously. You should
no.
Do,
I yeah. I really. About Michael, I really should.
We watched the video for that song by Cersei. It was awesome.
Thank
everyone.
You.
That was really excellent.
To find the live version of that. What was that song called again?
Revolution.
Revolution. Find the live version. But then another band came on and. Michael the angry drummer had issues and we were thinking it might be really fun to have you start your own reaction thing where you like yeah. It's the angry drummer reaction video and you're just like, look at this bullshit, look at that rack tom.
Well,
what is
yeah,
that
I,
you know
yeah,
that'd be great.
That it's an excellent idea.
I love it.
People want to make Michael's skin curl. I got these trigger words that make him just lose it.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would
stack,
you do that?
Clap, stack.
Oh, why would you do that? I mean,
rack
no.
toms and.
Well, see, but I. Yeah. Anyway, I mean, I like letting people do what they want to do to have fun and what the, I like letting.
Yeah, but
them
it's
think
funny.
What
it's funnier
cool, but,
when
man,
you when you talk shit.
There are some things that I just
stack.
Can't.
Look at that.
I just can't get with. Now, I understand
that's
that,
some bullshit.
Yeah, maybe looking at, you know, 27 examples of a four-piece white marine pearl, the same, you know, Ludwig kit over and over, it gets a little boring.
Believe it or not, there are people the same that are not drummers.
Oh, I get reminded of that all the time.
Anyway, yeah. No, he could and will go on, but we should move on. To number 7, and that one belongs to me. Hey,
yay.
Hurrah!
Our host.
That's right. So this one has one man in it, but two people. Of course, it's the White Stripes. They got to get shoehorned in here somewhere. And we did talk about the lack of bass player. And I will say, I did see them when I was in my working at the Greek era. It was 2002, whatever, and. You really miss the bass. You really miss it when he's going off on these wild solos. There's nothing underneath
yeah,
it.
There's underpinning.
You hear Meg just going.
A lot of white noise.
Yeah,
but I mean, still,
they're
that
great,
was
though.
Their thing, and that yeah. was a thing. And at that time, it was kind of it was really flying in the face of a lot of digital convention at the time.
Yeah,
you know, it was
yeah.
very lo-fi.
They were deliberately
lo-fi.
Yeah.
They brought it too. I mean, they had a great energy and some incredible guitar riffs. I mean, yep. Obviously, the proof is in the pudding that pretty much every cover band in the world now plays Seven Nation Army.
Oh, every
and
sports
every school
stadium.
Of rock.
In
yeah,
the
everybody's
world.
Singing that riff.
Dude,
which,
all
funny
over the
enough,
world. You see, you watch the World Cup and they're, you know. Qatar versus South Africa, and the crowds is going. It's all over the world.
Well,
yeah.
Funny enough, that's been called one of the greatest bass lines of all time, and it's not a bass; it's just a guitar with a whammy pedal on it.
Right. I was gonna say that's he did a lot of that.
Well, his effects choices were really interesting, and you know what? Meg is the perfect drummer for that band.
Yep. I was
because
gonna
I've
say...
seen I've seen I've never saw the White Stripes, but I saw. Jack twice with Daru Jones, and he's great.
Of course,
he's
great.
Really great. But you know what? The better the drummer is, the more obvious that he's sloppy. And when you have you, so I used
well,
to.
He's
have,
a good drummer. In
I
his
had
own,
an
right?
ex-girlfriend say, "You got to match your crazies. You also got to match your slop." And when you have. You know, a situation where it's like, you know, that one time that Chick Corea joined Foo Fighters on stage at the Grammys, and it was just like. Oh man, you know, this is a weird.
Did that happen?
It did happen.
Chick Corea.
Chick Corea playing okay. Times Like These with the Foo Fighters. It actually did
on
happen.
Piano.
On piano. on piano. And he had some type of MIDI box he was playing with the whole time that you couldn't really hear what was going on. I think it wasn't really connected. But still,
it's it was like, connected to the Celebrity Center.
Exactly.
He was tuning in.
Exactly. Ooh.
Don't bring that up. But
I didn't.
But the White Stripes, though, they were great. And they really were at the forefront, along with the Strokes and a few others, of that movement. Really the last time that rock had like something exciting happening in the mainstream. It's really the last time.
And he sure as hell brought the price up on a lot of vintage guitars.
Yeah. You know, say goodbye to your $120 Supro.
Yeah, no, man. It Ozark. Created a whole genre of guitar gas. But, you know, it's like, that's what it is, man.
Yeah. Well, and lastly, I would say, just touching on the Meg White thing, lately, it seems like every 4 or 5 years, reason.
I know what you're about to say,
This somebody generates some heat about, you know, I guess if it's a slow news month, somebody just brings it. Meg
Someone
White,
with nothing better to talk about.
And it's like, you know what? Meg White, I mean, I sat down with that stuff and I listened to it really intently. And I kind of came away feeling like Meg White was actually the best part of the White Stripes because like she was as good of a drummer as they ever needed.
Right.
And she didn't give a shit then. She doesn't give a shit now. She's not even doing this now. And you're talking about it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, whoever brought that up got like buried under backlash. And to me, the best line in all that whole debate was someone said, "Hey, how many hits has Jack White had without Meg White?" You know?
Yeah.
How successful is his solo career compared to when they were a thing? Like, there's no comparison. Like, she was a fucking star, too. You know? And like you said, perfect drummer for that band.
Yeah, it's never about just the playing. There's on YouTube. There's a billion wankers out there that can play way better than me. But, you know, I like to think that I have my little sauce. I have my voice. I have my thing that I do that nobody else does. And some, you know, there are 37 and a half people out there who go, "That's pretty good."
There you go.
By the way, Broken Sound is the first real two-piece band I've ever been in. But there was one time that my friend Vic called me and said, "Hey, man, this local club wants to hire us to play blues music. I think we could totally do a White Stripes thing. You play drums, I'll play guitar, and we'll just make up a bunch of songs." And I said, "I've got the perfect name. We were the Brown Stripes."
Okay, on that note,
I love you, Vic.
Let's say thank you to our friends David, Kevin, Jason, Nick, Brian, Terry, and Aaron. They want to hear something from the White Stripes. And
which one did you pick?
I picked Blue Orchid.
Oh, that's a great one.
It is, you know, because like
big sounding guitar.
Yeah. And Meg just bashing away. It's great stuff. So check it out. Number 7, The White Stripes.
Number 7, The White Stripes.
Teasing you.
Wow.
He'll review that later.
There's certain
in the
things
bathroom.
That get talked about off the air. That
yes, exactly.
Of, that is one of them.
Exactly. We'll refer to this as the WSST.
WSST?
What's that?
WSST. White Stripes ST.
It's the WSST?
WSST.
It's like a radio station. WSST!
Coming to you from the wide world.
So wide.
You guys are weird. Anyway.
It's okay. We have just gone. Is this the first time that an ST has been discussed on.
No one knows what we're talking about, I hope.
No, I'm saying, is this the first time that an ST has been discussed on All Time Top 10?
On ATTT?
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, really? Cool.
It's an STD free ATTT talking about.
Hey, man.
STD.
It's like an
STD,
but you leave off.
And you broke the sound again. All right, guys.
Google White Stripes sex tape.
Oh, Jesus.
Fix it in post.
All right. Anyhow, let us get back to our list here. It's time for number six.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Collins.
Number six. All right. Well, I wasn't sure which order I was going to put these picks in. But given that we were just there, I think that settles the deal for me because I had also kind of sprained my elbow patting myself on the back there about the versatility, the ranginess of my picks. So in order to not cluster too many styles of the same cloth, you know, together.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with.
Yes.
Okay. Next pick.
Yes.
Guy named Vince Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Been in a few two-person bands.
Mm-hmm.
Yazoo. And Erasure.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of doing a combo.
Okay.
But yeah, Yaz. I mean, I would say Yaz because, you know.
I like them both.
They were sort of first. So
that's true.
I think.
It's time to get synthy, everybody.
And this is coming from. I'm a rock guy. I'm from Oklahoma. Come on, man.
You're from
Rocklahoma. That's right. They had a.
I know.
Yeah, they used to have it. I think they still have it.
I think they do.
I think, well, it went away from a long time.
But, oh, definitely.
I think they brought it back. But
Bring it back. Bring Rocklahoma.
They're bringing lots of things Rocklahoma. Back in Oklahoma, if you Brent know
Michaels
what I mean.
Brent Michaels is ready to rock.
So, yeah.
Is it Yaz or Yazoo? Like
it's, I don't know. You tell me.
I think in the UK they're known as Yaz, and here they're known as Yazoo.
Okay. So did we get a ruling on that from the Vatican or wherever we need to get it?
I'll look at it.
The Celebrity Center, do they need to tip in on this? There it is again.
Second mention of the Celebrity Center.
Something you want to tell me off the air?
No, but I drive by it twice a day, every day, because I live it's right
terrifying
by
stuff,
anyhow,
man.
I mean, think about it. That guy, Vince Clark.
Yeah.
Written how many hit songs over, you know, the course of...
He was in Depeche Mode before that.
Depeche Mode.
Yeah.
He's in Yaz. He's in, you know, Erasure. The guy can write a song and, you know, gets great vintage synth tones.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Billy Joel winning I think he won an MTV award or a Grammy or something one year. It was a year where... And this isn't really just disparage Billy Joel. However, he did see fit to disparage one of the people who was also nominated for the same award. That was Vince Clark. He's like, and he said something, I think this is for chops and not for programming. I remember on live TV, he made a dig like
oh,
that.
Billy.
And I thought, you know what? That's totally unwarranted.
Yeah.
But
it's two different styles of music, dude.
Yeah, it's like, you know, both there's valid. There's room. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, obviously I'm going to pick, you know, Don't Go. I mean, how many songs? Yeah,
talking about Alison Moyet, man. She's what a voice.
Yeah, an incredible voice.
Yeah.
Just perfect. And you know, it just sort of the sort of huskiness and the androgyny of the voice and of the music of that whole genre, that whole scene, you know, just kind of, I think that sort of not knowing a whole lot about it, but I don't know. I think there's clearly something there.
And there's clearly room for this kind of stuff on this list for sure.
Yeah. Well, and then,
there were others, you know, Eurythmics.
Right. Yeah. True. Right. I mean, you could go down a whole, path, I think it deserved a mention, an inclusion in this forum because they're a band.
That's right. All right. So let's see here. Our friends, Steve Chadwick, Tim and Shannon say Yazoo. And then, there were Erasure picks. I know, Steve, Tim and Brian say Erasure.
Okay.
So, but yeah, let's go with, Don't Go, right?
Yeah.
Let's don't go with Don't Go. Go. Number six, Yazoo.
Number six, Yazoo.
Yazoo sex tape?
Oh, no.
My God.
Edit point. No.
Just kidding. Yazoo sex tape is something that you're going to... I have a feeling...
You can find it, maybe.
I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of gums.
There's going to be a few teeth. There's going to be some tobacco stains.
Oh, my God.
No, I just looked up Yazoo sex tape. Ex-girlfriend from Yazoo, Mississippi.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Yazoo, Mississippi. Yazoo is a... town in Mississippi.
Date girls in Yazoo City.
Yeah.
Wow.
And date girls in Yazoo City that are not related to you.
Oh my God.
What's the point then?
404 not found.
Yazoo County Correctional Officer charged with having sex with an inmate.
Oh my God. This is not. Stop it.
That's why I'm telling you.
The band is called Yazoo. But it says on Wikipedia, known as Yaz in North America.
Right, and yeah. I guarantee you it's because everybody knows, at least in the United States, that Yazoo is a city in Mississippi.
I prefer Yaz Fusion.
which probably wouldn't be extremely receptive to that.
Understood. Anyway, that is that's a great pick, man. Thanks for including some synth. Screw you, Billy Joel. Anyway, that's number six. We're at the halfway point, which means we're at the end of part one, because we do these in two parts now.
Well, that means I'm going to start my second buzz ball.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. We'll be back next week, everybody, with part two and picks 5 through 1. Say goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we'll be back next week. We do have one more thing for you all, though. It is the bonus track of the week.
I only had one pick.
You'll get two in the next episode.
Wow.
Yeah, you'll get three because you were going to help us pick number one.
Got the shaft.
No, you didn't. Next week is all Fern all the time.
You put me through harmonica and blues
programming.
Yeah, God.
Well, let's just. What have you I got done? It out of the way.
I feel
I got
so lucky. I thought we were so compatible.
Anyway.
God, if you would have brought that on the first date, no play for you.
That just reflects how smart I am.
Look up Broken Sound Sex Tape.
It's the bonus track of the week for part one, selected by our friends on social media. God damn it. Check it out. We'll be back next week. Thanks everyone for listening, and until next week, peace out.
As chosen by our listeners on social media, here's the bonus track of the week.
Hey everybody, it's time for the listener pick bonus track of the week, selected by our friends over there on social media. Thank you so much to Fernando and Michael. Believe it or not, part two gets even more off the rails, if that's possible. So buckle up next week and be sure to tune into that. But right now we have one more thing to do to wrap up part one of our episode, Top 10 Two-Man Bands. And that is the bonus track of the week. This is the band voted on by you guys on social media. These are the ones you were voting on, by the way. We had The Bird and the Bee. We had The Black Keys. We had Ween. But the winner this week, by a landslide, it is Sparks. And in that Roxy Music kind of vein, American made, by the way. They're from Pacific Palisades. It's art. It's art rock. It's art pop, whatever you want to call it. And it is Ron and Russell Mayall. I hope I'm saying that right. And here's just a bit from Wikipedia. It says the duo is noted for their quirky approach to songwriting. Their music is often accompanied by sophisticated and acerbic lyrics, often about women, and sometimes containing literary or cinematic references in an idiosyncratic theatrical stage presence, typified by the contrast between Russell's animated, hyperactive frontman antics and Ron's deadpan scowling. Russell Mayall has a distinctive, wide-ranging voice, while Ron Mayall plays keyboards in an intricate and rhythmic style. Their frequently changing styles and visual presentations have kept the band at the forefront of modern, artful pop music. That's right. And, yeah, it's not for everybody, but they're definitely worthy of this list. And thanks so much to Amy, Peter, David, Tim, Jacques, DJ, Chris, and Kate. They say, play something from Sparks, and that's what we're going to do. This song was a top two hit in the UK, and it's called This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us from Sparks, the bonus track of the week. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll be back next week with part two, and until next time, peace out.
Listener pick. Increase the heartbeat. You hear the thunder of stampeding rhinos in the